You know, we're all children of God, so sometimes we got to look at God's Word from a child's perspective, because the Word of God can be understood by all, young and old. And sometimes we just have to look at it from a child's perspective. And my question today for all of us is, what's in a name? Now, I know we all have names, and I know your name is very special to you. But sometimes we think, well, what does my name mean? Or how did I get my name? And those are all important things. So the question is, what's in a name anyhow? Now, I want to use something stupid or simple, but not stupid. There's nothing stupid, but simple. And that's crackers, like saltine crackers or other kind of crackers, you know, the Ritz crackers and all that kind of stuff. Now, some people prefer the soda crackers, which is like the saltines, but there's a lot of different brands and a lot of different names for it. But crackers are crackers, right? But Jesus said that he came in the name of the Lord. Okay, so the name of a cracker is a cracker, or saltine, and it's a cracker. Jesus said he came in the name of the Lord. So what does that mean? Well, Jesus came because God sent him. Sent Jesus to represent God on the earth among all the people. Now, Jesus comes in the name of the Lord. It's sort of like that soda cracker that comes in all different kind of brand names. Of course, representing God is a lot more important than representing a cracker company. But I hope that we all understand that idea. The interesting thing about the name God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, that's all one. The name means God. Now, the Holy Spirit and the Son, Jesus, and then God, it's all one name, but it has three different categories. You know, like we have body, soul, and spirit, and while we're here on earth. And when you say, oh Lord, I want to accept you into my life, you know what happens? When you say, Jesus, come into my life and be Lord over it, you don't get him in pieces. You get him God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. That's pretty cool, isn't it? So when you think of Jesus, should you think of our God Father in heaven? Is that who you think of when you hear about Jesus? I hope you do, because then that's what Jesus meant when he said that he came in the name of the Lord. Isn't that a wonderful thing that we can have a relationship with the God who created the heavens and the earth and also created us from the dust of the earth? And then we became husband and wife and male and female, and then the whole purpose is to come together to make more humans. Wow, that is so cool. It's complicated in some ways, but in some ways it's how we as people come into this world. And then we can have a relationship with the one who created us. So what's in a name? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Well, thank you for tuning in to the youth message on the Bethel United Methodist Church. It's so wonderful to be able to sit and talk to you. Hope and come to see you in person sometime soon. In the meantime, God loves you, and so do I.